Are you tired of scrolling the internet looking for healthy recipes? Do you wish there was a step-by-step guide on how to cook nutritious, flavorful meals that help you get to your fitness goals? Well, we heard you, and we are so excited to announce our Eager to Cook cookbook series available now online. Our Eager to Cook recipes are gluten-free, dairy-free, and flavorful. Visit Amazon.com, keyword search E2M Cookbooks to purchase yours today. Be sure to follow us along for future releases. Eager to Cook, where nutrition is key and flavor is too.
What's up, everybody? What's going on? It's your boy Dwayne in here with my guy Uncle Brad. What's up, Brad?
How you doing, Dwayne? Good to be on the podcast today. I'm excited.
Yeah, man. So this is our first official podcast. We did a live a couple weeks ago, and everybody was like, man, where's the podcast? Where's the podcast? And so it wasn't even a thing just yet. Originally, my idea was to have Brad just solo this thing out, man. And then he reached out to me saying, hey, you wanted somebody to roll with him. So with that being said, we bring to you the BAD podcast. What does BAD stand for? Brad and Dwayne. That simple. It's the Michael Jackson BAD, bad meaning good. Brad, what you got to say about that, brother?
Man, I'm all about the BAD album because MJ, GOAT. Yes, sir. Michael Jackson, GOAT. And also, yes, I was born in 1987, all right, the year the BAD album came out. Nice. And, man, this is all about Brad and Dwayne and our journey together. And, how we kind of got together and, where we're at today and where we're going, man, because that's actually the most important part of the journey is where we're going.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. And this podcast is, for those that are E2M members that are watching, this is not going to let you down. You know, Brad can't get behind the microphone without giving you something. So I might let you down on that aspect, but Brad's going to hold us down when it's something that's going to motivate you, get you going, get you pumped. And if you're watching on YouTube, man, make sure you hit that subscribe button, hit that bell so you can catch all of the podcasts, not just this one. We also have the Spoonettes. We also have Coach Jeff interviewing physicians. So many things on the horizon, man. So we're super excited. So with today being the first ever episode, Brad, this is personal because I had you on my other podcast. We're going to talk about that. But I want to hear about Brad's fitness journey, man, because you've hinted at it in different lives. This is for the world, man. Let's walk through that.
Let's walk through it from the start, man. So, I'm a guy that grew up playing sports. I played Little League baseball, Pee Wee football, all those kind of things. And, grew up around the athletic world. And, sports are one of those things that just came easy to me. And I think that was one of my biggest downfalls because I gave about 65 to 70% effort in all of my sports. And I was good enough. I showed up to practice and I was one of the studs. Yep. And I think that kind of set me up for, I wouldn't say failure. All right. But I would say it's setting me up for where I'm at today because I got college offers in 3 out of the 4 sports that I played. I played baseball, I played football, I played hockey, I played basketball. And I got college offers in 3 of those sports and I never took any of those offers. And I could sit here and make 10,000 excuses of why.
Wow.
But the biggest thing, Dwayne, is just fear, man. I had a lot of fear, a lot of doubt in my mind. I didn't want to leave my family. I didn't want to leave my friends. I didn't want to leave what I was comfortable with. Mm-hmm. And, everybody asks me how long I'm going to start that again. Everybody's asked me along the way, why didn't you go on to chase and pursue those bigger things in sports? And, I have made up probably 300 or 400 excuses along the way. And the truth is, Dwayne, is just fear. You're afraid to chase these opportunities in life because you don't know what the outcome is going to be. So I guess what I'm trying to say is my sports career has led me to where I'm at today. And, E2M is sort of like my NHL. All right. I didn't get to crack into the NHL, but there's not a chance that I'm going to be 60 to 75% today. There's no chance that I'm going to let this opportunity drop to the wayside. And you know what, there is some things that I'm afraid of doing. There's an uncomfort. I'm going to say that again. there's a lot of uncomfort that comes with growth. And when you get into discomfort, that's where the growth really comes. And so E2M is sort of like my NHL, and I'm not letting this opportunity drop by the wayside. No way. No way.
So you talked about the high school, which is similar to my experience. You know, I was an athlete. My cousins would say I'm a late bloomer because like I really have like freak athlete cousins, man. Like guys you see walking down the street that can outrun like people right now, like in programs and in jeans. So growing up with those guys, man, I thought I was just like the slowest, the worst. And you know, I started getting into sports about middle school. And when I really started to peak or whatever, just hearing that, it reminded me of myself. Like I really didn't go hard. Like I did enough, you know, I had the personality. So I was, you know, captain and all of that stuff. But that really speaks to me, man, because for so many years that was the case where I didn't put my nose down and go hard. So how did that, you know, you didn't take those offers. How did that pay off, man? What were some of the unfortunate benefits, or I guess not so beneficial things that stream from that?
Yeah. So, I mean, what that did for me is it led me to a community college in my hometown. And, you know, when you go into college, you know, talk about uncertainty, man, you go into college and you don't know exactly what you want to do. Like I wanted to play professional sports. That's what I knew how to do. That's what I knew how to do. And so when I got there, my advisor said, "Hey, what do you want to do for the rest of your life?"
Right. Play sports.
What? Tell me what to do. And she's like, "Well, what do you like to do?" I said, I like fitness. I like sports. I like being around the games. She goes, "What about phys ed?" I'm like, "What's phys ed?" Teaching gym. Oh, okay. I can teach gym. I could do phys ed. Yeah, I'd like that. So I started my phys ed journey. Did all the anatomy physiology classes, all that stuff, man. All the sports sports classes, exercise physiology, anatomy, all that stuff. And that kind of sparked my interest for physical fitness and, you know, the body and like how it worked and, you know, what you put in your body, gives you what you put out. And so I did 2 years at my community college, went to a 4-year school, got my phys ed, got my bachelor's in phys ed. My passion for fitness didn't really take off until I got into my mid-20s. Because you see, you know, if you start living a stagnant lifestyle, you start setting your life on cruise control, you start to see that, man, it's easy to stay in your comfort zone. It's easy to not really push those thresholds. And so when I got into my mid-20s, man, I was 40 pounds over my high school graduation weight. And I'm like, man, how do I turn this bus around?
Right.
And, you know, so I started listening to podcasts. I started, getting on YouTube. I started reaching out to friends. Like, how do I turn my life around? Man, you could have the best plan designed in the entire world, and none of that's going to do the work that you have to do yourself. And so that was kind of the pivotal moment in my life where I decided that I needed to start taking care of my body on a different level. You need to start putting things into your body. And that was around 2016. 2018, that's when Jeff came to me and the rest of my family and was like, "Hey, I got this little fitness club online. You know, we're just getting the ball rolling. You know, you guys want to join it?" We're like, "Yeah, sure." You know, this was at a wedding. This was at a family wedding. And we're like, "Oh yeah, cool. Yeah. We're drinking some cocktails, having some fun." And Jeff's like, "Yeah, join the fitness." "Oh yeah, sure." So we signed up having no idea what E2M even was at that time. There was 110 people in the group total, you know, and you see where the E2M is today. And it's just, it's mind blowing. But, you know, so anyways, we got started, and you know, just seeing the growth of everybody, not just in my family but in that group, just to see everybody, where the group started, where the clients started, where the group has gone, where the clients have gone, and just seeing that growth, man, it's hard to turn your eyes and say, get yourself uncomfortable, get yourself away from that comfort zone, and you won't see growth. It's hard to deny that fact, you know. So I recommend everybody that's watching this, man, introduce some kind of discomfort in your life. All right, do something that you're afraid of. Do something that's scary. Do something that's going to challenge you, and see where it takes you.
For sure. You know, that's cool, man. So like I said, I've heard parts of that story, man, and again, it reminds me of myself. also went to, you know, four-year school for physical education, also took the anatomy, physiology, you know, the all of that, the exercise science, all of that stuff, man. I did good at that stuff. It was the math and English stuff that gave me a fit. Yeah. So for me, man, I just went a different direction, man. Instead of going into education, I went into the transportation field, where I managed Head Start school buses, and then I managed special needs school buses. So I was in the school system, and I worked at a special needs school for about 5 years, man. And one thing about special needs schools is they love to party. Like every week there was a party, there was a cake, there was cookies on my desk every week. And I had just gotten married, you know, so I was happy and eating all the cakes and pies and cookies. Yeah. And before I knew it, man, I had blew up, man, to probably about 250, 250. And I knew I needed a change, man. And so I jumped on, you know, the fad, man. At the time, it was P90X. We'll drop names here.
Oh, yeah.
It was P90X, man. You know, Tony Horton, man. I jumped in, you know, 30 days, and I saw some results, man. Oh, man. But them workouts was like an hour and a half long, bro. I'm like, when can I do this, man?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
When that got old, you know, started putting the weight back on, and then Insanity came out, and I had a little Insanity crew at the school, man. We would bring the projector out and go into the gym and do Insanity like that, because they were in the gym, man. So we did that. Wasn't consistent. Food still, you know, crazy. And then, you know, I started, you know, just lifting, like going, I went to Beachbody, well, not Beachbody, bodybuilder.com.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You find that workout, man. You find that workout in Bodybuilders. Like, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let me print it out. Got my little, yes, sir. clipboard and man, I would try a different one every week. I could never stick with one.
Yeah.
See one I like, and then I was like, oh, this one looks good too. Shred. I want a shred. Okay, no, I want a bulk. Let's bulk this time.
Yep.
Bro, this cycle.
Yeah.
And I never could crack the code, man, of getting my body fit. And my barber, big shout out to man, Axel. I think we're still friends, you know. We don't see each other as much, I'll just say that. But he had amazing results, and you know, I asked him, I was like, what is this thing, man? What are you doing? I'm thinking, like, okay, another Beachbody or bodybuilder. He was like, no, it's E2M. And he sent me to the Facebook page. I'm in his chair looking through all the pictures, and I'm like, yo, these people look like me. Like, why can't I do this, man? And so you know, at first my wife wasn't going to jump in. I don't think I ever told anybody this, but my wife was not going to join the program. It was just because I always was doing something. It was like, oh, Dwayne just doing something else. Yeah, yeah. Just another workout program Dwayne going to do. But she saw one of her college friends that had lost weight. She saw that she had lost weight. And she's like, oh, she's in E2M. And man, that motivated her to join, man. And we jumped in and didn't look back, man. First round, I lost 44 pounds. My wife lost 36 pounds. Like, and it's become a lifestyle. And man, fast forward, you know, I'm on the team, bro. Yeah. Like, it just kind of hit me just there, like, you know, part of the E2M fam, man. But what I learned in my journey, it goes back to what you said about being uncomfortable, man, because it's so, whenever something gets difficult, it's so easy to turn and go find something else.
Yeah.
You know, it's so easy to find. You know, one of my favorite things you love to say is like getting in that corner, man. Like, don't round it out, but get up in that corner. And that's what you had to do with E2M. Like, you had to get in that corner. And I was doing it because the way the program is made up, it you work hard without even knowing you're working that hard.
Yeah.
I was doing it without even knowing it because I was enjoying what I was doing, man. So that's kind of my kind of overview of my journey, man, for sure. So Brad, right now, you know, we have 150,000 members, bro. Like, you literally can be speaking to, you know, thousands of people at one time or whatever. And with this podcast, it's gonna, you know, even more folks, man. What are some of your, I guess, the way you feel when you get behind that camera, when you hit that, you know, go live now? What are some of the feelings, man, that you're experiencing?
Yeah. So Dwayne, I like to think about my role here as a coach as similar as I can relate it to my teaching experience. When it's light camera action, when I hit that button, it's like game on, you know, I flip a switch and, you know, I think I was put on this earth. I know I was put on this earth to inspire people, to motivate people to get their best every day. And teaching did that for me. I mean, teaching is currently doing that for me right now in this moment. Like I'm standing in front of hundreds of kids a day, just trying to inspire them to be a little bit better every day. And that's sort of what I'm doing for E2M. As soon as I push that action button, baby, it's game on. And I'm just trying to inspire people to be a little bit better today. And one of the things, one of the mottos that I'm living by right now is tap in and max out. You know, too many times in life, baby, we are not tapping into our true potential because it's hard. It's hard to remind ourselves every single day to, hey, go a little further than what you did yesterday. You know, it's hard to remind ourselves that we are capable of doing more than our mind is telling us. And then max out, you know, can I reach a little further? You don't know how far you can go without reaching too far. And so tap in, max out, and not enough people in this world are doing that. And that's, man, that's why I was put on this earth. That's why I was put on this screen. That's why I was put on this platform with E2M, because the Almighty said, maybe creeped into Jeff's mind and said, hey, this guy needs to be part of the squad. He's got something to say. He's got some motivation. He got some zest. He's got some alacrity for life, all right, and some enthusiasm. And you know, like I said right from the get-go, Dwayne, you could have the best plan in the world, and E2M is one heck of a plan, but without being motivated, without being truly inspired every single day to come back for a little bit more, all right, a little bit more of that piece of the we'll say the asparagus pie, all right? man, you have to be willing to just come back another day and try again. You know, one of our big models right now as a team is just keep trying. Yes, you don't have to be Tony Horton. You don't have to be Greg Plitt. You don't have to be Serena Williams or one of these goats in their arena. All right. What you have to do is you just got to keep on making those attempts at life and attempts at fitness and attempts at just your overall growth. And, you know, and that's honestly, that's why I was put on this earth. And that's why I was put on this side of the screen.
Yeah, man, that's the name of this episode. Tap in and max out. I love it.
That's right, baby. That's right. Hey, real quick, man. You know, I did the P90X too. I jumped on the P90X. I did the insanity stuff, and every once in a while, I'll break out the Ab Ripper X and hate it but love it. I hate it, but yeah, I love it, man. Tony yeah, Horton, man. Baby. But you know, when you think about a P90X, when you think about an insanity, you think about one of these intense extremist programs. I'm talking. You are doing squat thrust. You're doing, you know, you're jumping all over the place. Is that sustainable for the average person? You can answer that question yourself, Dwayne. Is that sustainable for the average bear? I'm going to say probably not. But, you know, what we do and what makes this program different than so many other programs is we accommodate everybody. We try to modify our program for every single person this world has. You know, whatever your walk of life you come from, whatever your background is in fitness and in sports, we will try to accommodate your needs.
Yes, sir. No, that is a great point, man, because, you know, and I had to remember that being in the program, man. Like, this isn't get hard, you know, David Goggins, you know, the motto is just keep trying, man. And it really does accommodate everybody. Like, you know, there's nobody I come across that I don't suggest the program to, you know, but it's not like I say, oh, it's too hard or, yeah, you know, because I wouldn't tell my mom to do P90X. Like, you know, I'm not going to do that. No, but I can tell my mom about E2M because, you know, I see ladies, you know, even twice her age, you know, in the group, seeing amazing results, man. So that's super cool, man. And I'm excited about this podcast, this platform, the direction we're going to go, the conversations we're going to have. Like I said, come ready to be inspired, to be motivated. You know, between Uncle Bradley and myself, we're going to give you something. So make sure you show up every time, man. So, Brad, anything you want to say before we head up out of here?
I'm just going to sum this up, guys. Tap in, max out. Every single day is an opportunity. All right. Tap into your true potential and max out in your efforts. That's all I got to say, baby. It's been fun. It's been real. I can't wait to see these guys again.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a blessed one. Peace.